got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, since we moved to Geelong, I love to jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah, you are. You're a superstar. Though.
And what a great time to move to Geelong. Yeah. The week they just won the premiership.
Yeah, the Cats in the AFL. Yeah, they did.
We were so excited. Yep. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm a Cats fan now. Yeah. You know, I'm happy to jump on a bandwagon.
So is that why you're a little bit stressed that they've lost their first three games? And I do believe that this is the first time the reigning premiers in the AFL era have failed to win a game in the first 3 weeks. So they're making new records.
I am starting to get concerned that maybe the Cats have a teeny little curse on their back.
I think it's a bold statement to make. Three games in, Jess.
You're telling me that this never before has this happened.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it happens to the Cats. It's a little bit more than just bad luck, Tim. I think.
When they won the grand final last year, you think someone placed a curse?
Someone placed a curse on
the AFL team, Geelong Cats.
The entire Cats.
Right.
And I think we need to do our part in breaking that curse.
I cannot stress how uncomfortable that makes me.
Good, because you're going to help out with it. So I did a bit of research. Okay. I looked up on WikiHow how to break a bad luck curse.
Is this why you came in asking me if you could use the show budget to buy a sage stick and incense burners? And when I said, I don't think we can have smoke in the airtight studio, you went, oh, nuts, and then walked out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also called you a party pooper, but that...
I think that could cause millions of dollars of damage.
So we can't do the sage thing. We also can't do a salt bath, which is the first thing it suggests.
Not taking off my clothes.
crystals were really expensive, right. So I went, nah, we won't do that. Oh, chanting? Yes, please. Break the curse? I think we can.
Now...
So I've...
I've also found on my side of the desk, you could probably just hear it. This is like a...
It's a cleansing bell.
What do you mean? What does that mean, Jess?
Cleanse the energy, Tim. I think if we permeate this energy out through the airwaves, the radio airwaves, across Geelong and the Surf Coast, it's going to hit Gardenia Park. It's going to hit the Cats.
So you're trying to do this to save the Cats.
We have to. Someone's got to.
Hey, quick one. Keep saying we. I've got the bell. I've got the piece of paper with the chant on it. Doesn't seem like a we to me so far.
I'm going to be doing the energy.
Are you the curse coach?
Yes.
You're going to be coaching me to lift this curse.
So
again, really uncomfortable.
I've organised some accompanying music for your chant, Tim.
Oh, my God.
I've also sent you an email with the script of what you need to say to break this curse. Let's all say it together.
All right. Spirits of wind and earth, hear our plea. Remove the curse and set the Cats free.
Stunning. Yes. More.
May the Geelong Football Club rise once again and bring glory to their name, victory to their den.
Excellent.
By the power of 3x3, as we will it, so mote it be.
Very well done, Tim. Very well done.
I feel not great about doing this.
No, but think about just like, now let's picture all the energy just drifting down Moorabool Street, up to K Park. The Cats feel it wash over them. And now, on Monday, hopefully they will get a win.
Now, I'm certain that this is wrong on so many different levels.
I'm not really a witch, so I don't know. I'm just doing what Wikipedia told me.
You wanted to do this.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything.
I
rang the bell. I feel like now I've...
You're the one in the team that knows more about footy. Who are they playing on Sunday? Monday.
No, on Monday they're playing the Hawks.
Oh.
The team that you barrack for, that you want to beat Geelong.
Oh, well, when they did the practice match, they did well.
Yeah.
So...
I feel very icky.
You could probably turn the music off now.
Oh, thank God.
Come on, Cats.
I'm glad we got there. All that was totally normal. Count the Cats.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I have a mind melter for you and for everyone listening.
Okay, hit me with it.
The term bi-monthly.
I already hate it. Okay, yep.
Is bi-monthly twice a month? Or every 2 months?
Every 2 months. Bi-month, so you skip a month.
Right. So bi-monthly. And then all right, let's talk about how it could be twice a month as well, because it's bi-monthly, so it's twice a month.
Nah, if it was twice a month, it would be every second fortnight.
I hadn't considered, nah.
In what universe is bi-monthly twice a month?
Because you would say, you could say fortnightly, that equals twice a month. Yeah. But sometimes, every fortnight, you could technically do that three times within a four-week period, depending on
if
when.
If someone said to me, we're going to have a meeting bi-monthly. First one, January.
Yeah.
Next one, March.
Okay.
That's...
Here's...
Next one, middle of January. No!
Here's what I find to be the silliest thing ever. Bi-monthly. I was like, you know what? I'll look into Oxford. They're the dictionary people. They know words. They'll be able to describe this, right? Bi-monthly. Done, produced, or occurring twice a month or every 2 months. It's both!
Well, that's dumb.
Right?
How are you... What?
Bi-monthly. Twice a month or every 2 months.
Pick a lane, Oxford.
Right?
You're supposed to be the smart ones.
It's like Schrodinger's cat. Can't be in the box and out of the box.
No.
Got to be one. I'm not happy.
No one says bi-monthly as twice a month.
But I think you're wrong. I think some people do. I don't know what I believe, but I thought we have a responsibility now.
Yeah.
And we can give this feedback to Oxford. Let's decide what bi-monthly means now on the phones.
It's every second month.
What does bi-monthly mean? Every 2 weeks in a month or every second month?
Yeah.
52232955. What does bi-monthly mean? Let's get this done for Oxford, because it being both does not help me survive.
I can't believe we're even entertaining this idea.
Right. We also have, for the first person to call through, which I believe will have a very convincing argument for this, we have a double pass to Reading Cinemas, home of amazing value as well, especially in the lead up to school holidays. We want to be able to help you out. But what does bi-monthly mean? This is what we need you to tell us today. Is it twice a month or is it every 2 months?
Would love to speak to someone who
thinks
has...
it's twice a month.
Yeah.
I kind of like twice a month. To me, it's like bi-monthly. Yeah, we'll catch up twice a month. I like it.
No, that would be fortnightly. Tim, we've got Shani in Hamlin Heights. You're a big fan of the fortnight, Shani?
Yeah, I mean, I just like the structure around it. Like, if you say bi-monthly for twice a month, who sets the dates? What's the frequency? Like, it's very ambivalent, you know?
See, Shani, what I don't like about bi-monthly, if we were looking at every second month, that's so hard to keep track of. Like, oh, yeah.
Why? It's like this, we're going on the first of every second month, bi-monthly.
I'm already confused and tired. That took so long for you to describe, Jess. Shani, I think I might have missed it there. Are you leaning towards more, you think bi-monthly is twice a month?
No, bi-monthly is every 2 months. Yeah. Much more of a fortnightly fan to describe meeting with someone twice a month.
Yeah.
But if you did something fortnightly, technically you could do that three times in a month. That's just so much, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a lucky month, isn't it? You get to see that person three times that month.
That's a good point.
Fair enough, Shani. Look, we're going to give you a double pass to Reading Cinemas, the home of amazing value. So thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, okay?
Awesome. Cheers,
Buzz. Okay. Oh, wow. She was very passionate, Jess. Very,
very
passionate.
I mean, that's just a lucky month, Tim.
Lisa in Norlane, what do you think bi-monthly means? Help us get the definition sorted.
I reckon it's both.
Oh, you're just as bad as the dictionary people.
Are you from Oxford, Lisa, or Norlane? What's going on?
Norlane.
Lisa, come on, man. Like, I like figuring this out. I don't like sitting on the fence here.
I don't know, like it goes with both really, like twice a month or every 2 months.
Explain this to me, like twice, I don't understand how the twice a month thing is bi-monthly.
Because it's bi, which is two,
yeah,
in the month. So bi-monthly. So twice in the month.
She's left.
She was from Oxford. We figured you out. What was her name? Lisa? Lisa, we're on to you.
Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, Saturday was April 1st and you don't want to get fooled on April Fools.
Yeah, I gave you a pre-warning and then you got all sus on me. I said, just especially towards the end of last week, I said, be wary of particularly Friday because normally if pranks are going to be happening, it's most likely going to be in the work week.
And I said, isn't it interesting that someone would warn me about pranks?
But Did I keep my word and I didn't prank you?
No.
I was genuinely trying to pass on advice. I feel like I got done in on Saturday morning seeing some posts on Facebook.
Yes.
About new stories.
Many
and hook,
brands.
Line and sinker.
I feel like it's like become a tradition. A lot of brands will reveal new collaborations or new launches on April Fool's Day with no intention of ever making it a real thing. And so I've collated my favourites, Tim, and I want to present them to you today.
Can I tell you if I feel like that would be generally believable by the wider public?
Please.
Let's go.
Tinder announced that they're going to be banning all fish pics. So anyone holding a fish will be immediately banned from the website.
I don't believe it, but that's funny as hell. That's great.
Duolingo announced that they have been working with Peacock to do a reality TV show called Love Language is what it's called, which means all the contestants would be speaking different languages and they would have to use the Duolingo app to communicate with one another.
I could see that happening because I've seen worse reality shows.
I'm surprised it doesn't already happen, right? Queensland police put up a post saying that they've...
Get everyone good every year.
They've launched their SUP squad, of policemen on stand-up paddleboards.
No, sorry, Queensland police, you've done
videos.
Better.
It was so great.
You've done better.
And then I want to go to the fast food outlets, Tim, because they really jump on this hard. Subway announced their Subway kebab, the Subbab.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
KFC announced they were going to now start doing fried fish, the KFC.
Ooh,
Kentucky Fish and Chips.
Right. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I could see, again, I could see it happening.
Big M said they were going to be bringing out a new milk.
Little M?
Tomato sauce flavoured milk.
No, I'm not that silly, Big M.
And this one had people really upset because a lot of people ended up going to McDonald's and asking for the McFry burger.
What was in the McFry burger?
A quarter pounder with a handful of fries in the burger.
Right. Well, yeah, but...
And the ad was like, now we'll do it for you.
I was going to say, because do you do the chips?
I love
chips in the burger.
Yeah, give me a McFry burger any day.
See, I my brain's very analytical when it comes to like certain fast foods. Uh-huh. I have to eat them in certain orders because I see the burger as the like, you know how in like boxing there's like the main event.
Yeah.
In this main event, you eat that first. So you eat the burger first, because then if you're full up on burger. Who cares if you a few chips, whatever. But like imagine you smashed all your chippies. Heaven forbid you get to three bites away from finishing your burger and you go, I can't eat it.
You don't put your chippies in your burger.
No.
The greatest thing on earth is putting a nice KFC chip inside a Zinger burger.
Take that, gay marriage. The greatest thing on earth, chips in a burger. You heard it here first from Jess. Yeah. Played the song. Yeah.
Anyway, none of those things are actually real. Just a heads up.
Gay marriage is a real.
No, don't. Tim.
Just the chips? It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Jess, because we now start the show at 3 o'clock, we feel like there's a whole new audience of people, especially for the school pickup, that we can get to know. But it's going to take time gradually to do that.
That's why we thought, why not play the guessing game?
Guess. This is the guessing game.
The guessing game is a foolproof tactic that we can use to get to know you with three questions and three questions only about a particular topic. And today, because we are focusing and celebrating the show starting at 3 o'clock now, we are wanting to find out how many kids you're picking up for school pickup tonight.
Yes. Very simple. Yeah. The only question we can't ask, Tim, is how many kids are you picking up from school?
Because we have this radio show for you to get to know us. Mm. Seems like a very one-sided friendship. And honestly, individually, if you are friends with us, I imagine that's how a lot of people would feel. I'm a lot. And Jess, no offence, so are you.
Okay, I'm not that much.
All right.
Okay, I'm a little bit.
Wow, 1.2 seconds of standing up for yourself. All right, so Jess, we're just going to get straight into it. We have Sandy from Geelong West. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're going okay. Well, thanks for asking us a question.
Yeah,
this
thanks,
is a
Sandy.
Game designed to ask you questions.
Now,
so.
Full disclosure, Sandy did mention to me off the air, Tim, that she's picking up grandkids.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a clue, okay?
All right. Sandy.
Yeah?
How long does school pickup take you?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
Yep.
Are you going to multiple schools on your school pickup?
No.
What type of car do you have, Sandy?
Oh, good question.
Toyota Land Cruiser.
Very large.
Very nice car, Sandy.
All right, yeah. Sandy, just stay there for a second.
Okay.
While Jess and I try and nut this out. I think...
5 and 2? Maybe 3?
I'm thinking the old 3. Trace.
Okay.
All right. Well, and remember...
No, see, 10 minutes... It's going to take longer than 10 minutes to wrangle 3 kids.
Kids aren't a problem, mate. They just do what they're told.
Says the almost first time dad.
I think I'm really feeling it.
Okay, no. You go for 3.
Sandy, we think you are picking up 3 grandchildren.
Wrong.
Oh.
How many?
2.
2, see?
Fair enough.
I knew it, Tim.
Yeah, sorry, Jess. Well, Sandy, what we have got for you is 2 movie tickets, a double pass to the Reading Cinemas, home of amazing value for your grandkids, okay?
Awesome. That's great. Thank you.
Very handy that she doesn't have 3, Tim.
Yeah, that's actually true. All right, Jess, we're going to move on to Ebony from Leopold. Hello, Ebony.
Hi.
Now, I might have derailed the first contestant, so that's not ideal. But Ebony, I know for a fact that we are going to get to know you with these 3 questions, okay?
Yep.
All right. Ebony, are you involved in a carpool situation?
Nice.
No. Okay.
Ebony, combined, how many years together are all the children's age? So you had a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. And that was 22 years. How many years are we talking here?
Maths didn't work well, but hang on.
She's doing maths, Tim. It's more
38.
Fun.
38? Wow. Okie dokie,
artichoke. Okay, all right.
Oh, my God.
Ebony.
38.
Are your kids in primary school or high school?
Both.
Holy doodly. Okay. Right. Ebony, stay there. Jess.
38.
We should have asked if she drove a bus.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, 38. I reckon that's around 3 kids. If they're
they'd be like 12, 12 and 14.
6.
I don't know if you can do maths.
I can't.
I'm going to say this.
4.
I was going to try and keep it on the down low. Okay. But to show you, my fingers. Guess.
I still think it's 3.
All right. Well, you went with me on the last one.
Yeah.
So I'll go with you on this one. Ebony from Leopold, we think that you have 3 children that you're doing pickup with today.
No.
What is it?
I'm not picking any of them up.
She got it.
Are you just 38 years old?
No. Daughter's catching the bus from high school. So we're going to the library and one's walking home.
Technically, all we asked her was how old are her kids?
Ebony,
we didn't...
Fair enough. You played us. You figured out. You found the crack in the guessing game. Normally impenetrable. Thank you very much.
Listen to her giggle. That's great.
She's very chuffed with herself. All right. So we didn't. Not a great start to getting to know people picking up their kids. I reckon we lost both.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
This is something I've noticed. And if you're listening right now, I don't know if this is just me or if this is something that you eventually succumb to, but with my parents and my mother and father-in-law, when they offered things in the past, whether it was like helping me do something around the house or they've made a meal and they're like, hey, take it home, normally I would be I'd like to be very independent and I would go, no, that's okay. I can do this. I can do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the blah, blah, blah. I'm fine. I have slowly, or it might have actually happened pretty quickly. Maybe I was just tired this weekend, but my mother and father-in-law were visiting this weekend and I realized I've stopped fighting.
Really?
Not even
What does this look like?
So for example, my mother-in-law, her name's Marianne, she loves gardening.
Yeah.
And when she comes, she's like, she makes a few suggestions of things that we could do, or she goes, hey, I want to do this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. She loves it, so I'm not going to tell her to stop. Except historically in the past, when she's visited, she's like, oh, I'll just do some weeding for you. And I go, no, that's my job. I need to be on top of weeding.
Uh-huh.
You don't do it. That's something I do. You can do something fun like plant, I don't know, a flower.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of one name of hydrangeas. Plant some hydrangeas. You. Have a weekend off. And she was like, I think I'm just going to go out the front and do some weeding for you. And I just said nothing and gave her the thumbs up. I was
enjoy.
Have fun.
Have the best time ever. Does she want to come around to my house and do mine too?
And even with things like small things, like when you go and visit your parents or maybe someone you're really close with, and it's like because maybe in the house you grew up in with your dishes, you just put them in the sink and you go, well, I've done my role here.
I've talked to you about this before. I think, and I'm going to stereotype you. I feel like it's mainly men. when you go home to your childhood home, my boyfriend, Akshay, becomes a giant baby.
Right.
Like, he will walk into his mum and dad's house and lose 15 years of his life. Yeah. He is just a 14-year-old.
All personal sitting, development.
He's sitting on the couch demanding his special plate from his mum. Make me a cup of tea.
What's the special plate?
He has a special plate that he's used since he was a child, and he still gets meals on it.
Right.
The other day, we were in Brisbane, and she burped him. I was sitting on the couch next to him as he was getting burped as a full-grown adult, and I've never gotten the icks so much.
I'm not quite at being burped by my birth mother.
It's a slippery slope, Tim.
Right, because even like my father-in-law, Kim, he's very good on the tools and very handy with like woodwork. I had to fix something on my couch, and I was hesitant to doing it because I knew that if I did it wrong, it's a very, like, it's an expensive thing to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you want me to show you how to do it and then I can do it with you, or do you want to do it? Like, I'll tell you what to do and you can do it. And I was like,
how about yours, you just do it, sir.
All you, sir. And I like undid some staples, put some glue in, babada boop, babada bing, staple gun,
stunning.
All fixed. There you go. I'm putting up less and less of a fight. I'm not getting burped.
I feel like, it's a slippery slope. So just check yourself before you rickety wreck yourself, Tim.
All right. So if they're changing my undies and going, good boy, here's a snack. Too far? All right. There you go. Well, I didn't think we were going to get there today, but that's not a slippery slope. That's a drop off a cliff.
Show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.